It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Beto O'Rourke released his plan for immigration and border security Wednesday. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovall has more on how his plan compares with another Texas Democrat running for president, Julian Castro.
O'Rourke's plan would have federal authorities only detain immigrants with criminal backgrounds, while Castro proposes taking things further by dismantling Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Both candidates want to spend money to stabilize Central America and advocate for a speedier legal immigration system, though O'Rourke's policies are more detailed. They also support paths to citizenship for the 11 million undocumented people in the U.S., but University of Houston political science professor Jeronimo Cortina says that's not up to the president.
Immigration law rests on Congress. So Congress is going to be the one that decides where immigration policy at the end is actually going.
Both presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush failed to pass immigration reform offering undocumented immigrants paths to citizenship. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall.
Summer is right around the corner, the perfect time to consider a new hobby. Texas Public Radio's Brian Kirkpatrick offers up one idea, something that demands concentration and rewards you with beauty. Welcome to the world of birding.
Ron Huebner is someone who looks right at home in the woods, even when he's in a hotel lobby. His camo outfit may look strange at any other conference, but he's in San Antonio for a meeting of the Texas Ornithological Society. He's a birder, just like many of the men and women around him at the hotel, and he blends right in. Birds are his passion.
And I guess as a kid, I hung around the Brazos Valley, and the bird that got me going were scissortail flycatchers. Because when you see them up close, they're just really full of color.
That was his spark bird. Birders have their own lingo, and a spark bird is that one bird that ignites a passion that stays with you for the rest of your life. Huebner saw it when he was a child near College Station, and he was never the same. He says the scissortail flycatcher is not only beautiful, it's also graceful.
They'll go high in the air and come flying down and twirl around, and it's like a little ballet.
He says he loves making lists of the birds he sees, a common practice among his colleagues. He calls it an affliction.
You can have a list for each individual county. How many birds have I seen in this county? How many birds have I seen in this county for the year? It's ad nauseum. It can go on and on and on. So you make your own challenge and you set your own goal and then you try to beat your own goal every year.
But these special lists come with special rules.
The rules for the list are for you to decide. Some people will only count birds that they see.
Huebner is a native Texan who now lives in Oklahoma. He's enjoyed plenty of birdwatching excursions in both states, steadily walking down trails and listening for bird calls. But he says not all birders stroll, some actually run.
They'll go chase after it through brush, through creeks, climbing trees, whatever it takes to see the bird, and they can add it to their list. And it's all the honor system. Nobody's going to challenge you as to what you saw.
Huebner says some birders try special bird calls to draw out birds.
It's just like saying hi to your neighbor, basically. So anyway, it's like they're little chipmunks, like...
He says they also use a pishing call to do the same. Pishing is a sound birds often make when they are disturbed by something they see, like a snake or a hawk.
These little pishes, what we call pishes, you just do, and it just gets the bird's attention. Same thing. So it's like a psh, 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 psh,
psh, psh, psh, psh, psh, psh, psh, psh. He says sightings are not the only items that go down in a birder's journal.
You know, when do they arrive? It's always something different. They come in at a different time each year. They act differently, you know, depending on the weather. They do different stuff. And so you can do it anywhere you're at.
In this age of smartphones, specifically an age where people's faces are always planted in smartphones, wouldn't we see a hobby like birding fading away? Huebner says not at all. In fact, far from it. Younger generations love it.
It's growing. It's growing, and social media has a lot to do with that. A lot of kids are, it's kind of like it's game playing. I mean, you've got a whole series of people who do listing.
South Texas is a great spot for birding. The Mitchell Lake Audubon Center reports there are at least 250 different kinds of birds to spot in Bexar County. South Texas also sits under the Central Flyway, a major route many birds follow as they migrate between Mexico and Canada. Huebner smiles as he sits in the hotel lobby waiting for the next conference session to begin. He and some colleagues might go for a walk later in the day, listen for some bird songs, maybe update their list. He's proud to be a birder. There's something silly about it. It's fun. It's simple.
You know, it's a nerd fest. Come on. Let's face it. It's a nerd fest. And so you have to celebrate your nerdiness. And there's just really nothing else to say about it.
Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.